No, I'm not going to be ready. Oh, you're live. Hello, everyone.
TV. Live streaming TV made by psychics, for psychics, helping others around the world. Thank you for joining us today, and welcome to the show.
Hello, psychic Tony. I'm Brandy, and everyone else, thank you for joining us.
Turn off Facebook. Hold on. I forgot to turn off Facebook. It was on. Yeah, beautiful. I love it. I love the whole beautiful frame on this show, Through the Veil TV is awesome. Hello, Brandy. And you know Brandy? I think I've seen her before.
Okay.
Have you seen her or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, actually, maybe. Randy, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So,
okay. Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, my name is Sacred Psychic Tony as the global healer, and intuitive reader and a medium. I don't just do one thing. I do plenty of things. I do use cards for confirmation. I do what it's called as a biofield matrix scan reading. And I could see from your past lives or life to this life to also to the galactic star life, your heritage. That is only if that person is from the galactic side, because not everybody has been there. So I always like to do a confirmation a little bit, just to see if I could see their planetary systems. So another thing too, not a lot of people had past lives if they're brand new to this world. So you just never know what is there. And everybody's completely different with my services, my sessions. It's just whatever spirit does for you at the time of service or reading is what happens. Now, a lot of the times or lately it has been, I think it's because the veil has been really thin, that I've been seeing a lot more people who have passed on, you know what I mean, that are coming through really wanting to contact their loved ones. So that's been happening a lot more lately, because another thing too is I wasn't really leaning into it as much, and I didn't call myself a medium, but my husband kept on saying, "You're crazy. You are a medium," because other mediums used to come to me to get clearing, right? And they would say, "I have a show. Do you see any spirits?" And I was like, "Yeah, there's four that are coming through the veil, you know what I mean, the curtain."
Yeah.
And because they do group readings, these mediums. And mm-hmm. So I would tell them what they looked like and everything. And then when they went to their group readings, it happened. It was the same ones that they wanted to contact the loved ones. So yeah. My husband's laughing at me. He says, "Don't run from that, because you're reading for mediums." but whatever happens, happens. It can't be.
Yeah.
It's not really planned, you know?
Mm.
Now I do a thing called, I just wanted to kind of let people know what I do, you know? And I do a holographic 5D remote energy healing. With that, it's like, it's from physical to past, you know, past life, karmic, or removing cords, removing stagnant energies that are on your matrix field, or if you have holes in your matrix field. Also, like if you are from the galactic side, then sometimes I would see some karmic from that too, from the, like if you're from the Larians or the Vegans, or, you know, the Orions, you know, et cetera. Sometimes we're sent from that too. And there's karmic. So I call them parasites or karmic debris, you know, that have you here. So I do removing cords and soul ties and generational curses kind of thing, or hereditary, you know, like if, let's say your family, you know, it keeps on going down generations. It keeps on repeating things, like as in financial difficulties or relationship issues, you know, stuff like that, or, you know, or sicknesses or whatever. I do like a scan on them and then I remove that, or I do a reformatting and activating the DNA. So you break that off so it doesn't continue on from you to your children. So there's a lot of things that people don't realize. Why are they having such a hard time in life? It's because they need to get these soul ties or these generational things cut off or the cords. Or even if you were in a previous relationship, and that stagnant energy is still with you, because when you become, you know, with each other and intimacy, and it was a low vibration, that can continue on with you until you get it removed. And that may be perhaps why you can't find a new love in your life. Or if, let's say, your past relationship passed away, and that, or that person passed away and it was not a very good relationship, or it was a good relationship and they are not willing to let you move on or wanting you to be with anybody else, then they'll also, you know what I mean? Another thing too is, you know, sometimes I could see if somebody's miscarried or something, didn't full term, I could usually see babies from the other side connecting. So anyways, so yeah, it's pretty interesting. The reason why I think I have all these things is because I had two near-death experiences. I was already, you know, very psychic when I was younger without realizing it. But when I had my two near-death experiences, that opened me up to different realms and able to see things more, you know. And then I came back as a natural musician, you know, and I didn't know how to sing or anything like that, or play guitar or, you know, keyboards or anything like that. It was just something that I came back with because spirit wanted me to bring the heavenly sounds, heavenly sounds for healing people. So now I finally got my bowls. So I use that for frequency vibration healing. So there's people coming in.
I love when you do your singing bowls.
Yeah, I put you to sleep. But that's a good thing, you know, because it totally relaxes people, helps people with anxiety, it helps people with depression. And it also releases a lot of cell memory or subconscious things that didn't realize that we blocked off, that we couldn't remember. So it helps remove that, and also attachments too, it helps. Even if you fall asleep during it, you're still getting it within your body, the vibration. It changes a lot of things in our body too, like the cells. It just brings everything more into harmony in your body.
Yeah.
So if you become like again. So yeah. When I do readings for people and for, you know, physical or something else, I always talk about people's DNA song. Everybody has their own DNA song. And that is how we will know each other in spirit, because we are like vibration. And we also have different colors. Everybody has their own color and their own DNA song. And that, the reason why I know that is because of my crossing over, you know, in the heavenly realms. And that's how you could see people's, it's like a vibration, and their song is so amazing. Everybody will know each other by their song. So when I see your DNA song is out of tune now on earth, I help find the reason why it's out of tune. And then we do healing with that. And we remove those things or cell memories. And I use the bowls, or I use the energy or that I channel as a vehicle. I'm a vehicle. And then your song, I guess, see it starting to vibrate again and starting to tune. It's like a guitar, you know, tuning your guitar. So if we're out of whack, you know, what's the reason why? So I look at everything. So when I do the matrix scan reading, it's intuitive reading for spirit to give to you. It's not always everything that you ask for, but it's what spirit wants you to have today, you know? So we find the issues, and we bring you back into harmony again. be it physical or mental or emotional, and also karmic, you know, because do you know a lot of times when you, let's say your mother was abused when she was pregnant with you, you know, they're very, they get very, you could feel everything as a child, even from a very seed when you're conceived, that has already been into your subconscious and cell memory. So even when you're born, you already came out with the vibrations of abuse already. Yeah. So I like to take people all the way back sometimes to their birth, you know, when they are first conceived also. Yeah. To see what the solution, what is the reason, you know? For like, if you don't even know why, another instance too is if you have anxiety and it just all of a sudden started, and you don't know why you're having it, you know, it's because your previous life, you had something traumatic happen, or in the birth canal too with your mom. So there's a lot of steps and a lot of portals and a lot of vibrations, and it's like an onion peeling it back, you know, to figure out what it is that has caused these issues. Now, if you got like you were buried alive or something in your past life, you had extreme anxiety, right? So then all of a sudden at that age now, like if like you didn't have anxiety your almost your whole life or whatever, but when you turned 22, let's say, then all of a sudden you started having anxiety and you don't even know why. And that is because of that, what happened to you when you're 22 in your past life, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a lot of triggers, a lot of things for anxiety. You know, even food, you know, can trigger anxiety if it doesn't belong to you. So so there are your nutrition, if you're not, you don't have a lot of nutrition. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
There's Brandy still here. Beautiful. Hi, John.
How do you say that? Is it Donna? Deanna?
What Hello. Is it?
I'm terrible with names sometimes.
Is it and Mimi, right? Mimi and Diona? Diona, maybe? Let us know if we're right on your name.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. I just want to say to everyone watching, if you want a one-card reading tonight from Tony, they're free. If you want a three-card reading, they're $12.77. If you want an in-depth reading with her, we can send you an application to be on the show live with us.
Oh, awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, so I'm available if you would like to get and then what we do, free readings when they're live with us.
What was that?
And we do free readings if they're live with us. They come on screen. Okay. Yeah, that's nice too, because so much more connection when you come on. And I'm able to do a scan on you and then use my cards as a confirmation. Mm. So, but I like to do that a lot better because then I can see your matrix field. I can see your energy force. Yeah. I can see, you know, what color you're in right now, you know, kind of thing. So I got my bowl right here. I don't know if it'll be too loud because I'm so close, but hopefully not, because sometimes it is so loud, right? I'm just going to open it up just to bring our vibrations and to bring everybody into that state.
Okay.
To bring in that everybody's angels and guides and masters all unite together. So, okay. All right. So yeah, so just take a deep breath and I'll try to do it soft so it's not so loud. Okay. All right. Just take a deep breath in and out. Bringing yourself to center. Okay. Oh, I think I'm too close to, it's not going to do it. Okay. Bringing that state. Sha.
Sakaya Sikir Moto Sokurmokaya Hasikiana Arisukur Moriata Hasikiana Ano Sukuma Hiana Hasi and Ano Sukuraniana. Amen. We invite the holy angels here, the holy warring angels, the holy healing angels. We thank you, Spirit, for here to give us guidance in your word. Thank you so much. All right. So we're at Om. And I use this one. This one's more of a, oh, that one's a sacral. That's a sacral one I use today. And I have crystal. This is glass. I love those. I hope that you guys enjoyed that. I just like to open that up like that first.
That was beautiful. Thank you. Now, Brandy Berkeley would like one card, please.
Is she coming on, or she doesn't come on, or no?
No, there she is. No, she is just a one card.
Thank okay. you. I want to... first scan her a little bit because I do it different a little bit. Okay. And I see positive, very positive energy over you. I do see a little bit of left things. So you're looking into the past a little bit. There are some things that still need to be probably removed, some thoughts. So I'm definitely seeing that with you. Definitely can see like you're a little choked up, so you need to express yourself more or speak more. You're holding back. So let me know if I'm connected to you. Another thing too is definitely some healing stuff needs to happen. All right. So, yeah. So, I definitely could see your heart energy. There is some old stagnant wounds and energies also. So, I definitely see that. I would like to see your more creative part open more. It's kind of like you're at a crossroads, maybe perhaps finding yourself or learning more about where you belong. Are you, if that's true, let me know also. But I do definitely see a new beginning, a new start with you. So I'm getting a one with that too, because I'm seeing a paper and a pencil. It's saying for the near future. So you're going through some change. With perhaps creativity or just bonding closer to the spirit realm and learning more so about what you are to offer. So I'm seeing that with you too also. And I see like some really stagnant energies with relationships. Now that could be something to do with family, or it could be coworkers, you know, etc. So there's like some trust things maybe going on there also, but it's just people, there's been people that have done you wrong. So you keep a small circle. I would definitely like to see that open more so also, so that you can have new people coming into your life and helping you. I feel like you're a very gifted person and that you have a lot to offer. But I feel like you hold back, and that's probably because I see this too, holding back, that maybe you second guess yourself. So I'm getting like you perhaps are second guessing yourself. And that, you know, you need to just listen that to that small voice within, that intuitiveness that you have within you. And just don't second guess it, because they're guiding and directing you, your angels and stuff. Okay, you're a very old soul also, so you have a lot of giftings from your past too, because I'm seeing that too. Okay, and then I also see an older gentleman who walked through the door here, that's very connected to you. he's showing me like hankies or handkerchiefs or something like that. And very laid back person, very gentle spirit and soul. And I don't know anything, but he's showing me cigars. I think that the only thing he's trying to show me this is to validate it, or if you know, if you don't know, it'll come to you. But something about cigars, just that you and your loved ones would know. So that's why they give me little things here and there. Okay, so let me go to the cards for you for confirmation. One card to see what spirit has for you, okay? I definitely see something as in one foot in, one foot out. Kenneth, who's Kenneth? I see him like doing his head. So, he has thick hair. Hi, Teresa. Yeah, he has thick hair. He keeps on doing his hair. He's a joker. He's joking around with me. He also has a small dog around him. He wants me to acknowledge that. So small, kind of like a white spotted, or he's showing me a dog. Okay. He's a very funny person, very great personality, warm sense of humor, cigar, and hanky, I guess what it's called, in the pocket. All right. So he's definitely with you. He's so loves you. He's like, I love her. Tell her that you'll know me by my smell. That's what he said. Okay. All right. So there's definitely some personal healing. This is what the spirit is definitely saying to me. It's hard for me to, okay, I'm going to do it. All right. Door to personal healing and happiness. So there's definitely some healing going on. Spirit is doing some healing. You can see that's opening up. All right. This is a number 7, which is a fantastic number. Hold on a second. Okay, so yeah, so definitely you're going through a personal in-depth healing and releasing right now is what spirit is saying. Spirit's definitely with you. There's images of the garden, so perhaps, you know, getting grounded more so into the garden. And I see beautiful lotuses. They're pink. That's you opening up to this beautiful petal that's opening up. And releasing and becoming, like, you know, like how butterflies do. They go through the cocoon and then they rebirth into a new thing. So I definitely got this. And you can see the dove in this picture too, where Holy Spirit, God, or what you believe in is definitely with you and healing you of any past things going on. And so definitely there's healing and a lot of happiness. A lot of happiness. Another thing too is there is and just releasing right now, releasing. So you have the ability to give over unwanted energies to loving forces of the universe. So releasing all that, and that goes with this card. Okay, so you're going through a huge transformation right now. Okay. All right. So yeah, so you're going through a huge transformation. You use, you know, love to move through illusions and shifting into more of awareness. Okay. So yeah, so you're going through a divine intervention right now and just releasing, letting go. Because when I did a scan on you, I seen like there's some old stagnant energy that you're holding on to. See some things that you're looking back at still. So there's just some purging, some releasing and crying, perhaps just removing that and moving on to the near future. Now I keep on getting like, you need to stand up too strong. You need to walk within your power and love yourself. That's another thing too, is forgiving yourself and loving yourself and looking at yourself in the mirror. Okay, look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am beautiful. I'm wonderfully created in the image of God, in the image of spirit. Okay, so do that. I challenge you and say, I am not too old. Okay, I am young. I am a childlike, bringing more joy into your life, being silly. You know, that's what you have to do. So, yeah. But you're a very loving, giving person, and very like you're a very beautiful spirit and soul. So you got a lot more to go, a lot more to go. New chapters are starting. That's why you're going through transformation. All right. I hope that resonated with you.
That was great, that reading. Thank you. Hello to Donna.
Hi, Donna.
And also Harley.
Hi, Harley.
And everyone else watching. Thank you for watching.
You're very welcome. Love and light to you. And I really appreciate you letting me read you.
Brandy said perfect.
Oh, great, great. All right. So is there any, did we get any, I'm forgive me too, because I don't always, when I'm in the spirit and I'm channeling, you know, the spirit, I can't pay attention to what people are typing. So yeah, if you want a question, then put a question, or if you are general, you know, I like to do the scan thing and see what spirit wants for you too. So yeah. If you want to get to know questions too, I do pendulums too. All right.
And I just want to say, if anyone wants to contact Tony for a private reading, you can contact the page and we will organize that for you. And they're more in depth of their private readings, a lot more in depth of what you just did. And that was pretty cool.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Okay, it's a pleasure to meet you too, Brandy.
Now, Harley, if you want a general, so a one card is free. If you want a free card reading, that would be a general reading, Harley. They're twice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I confused them. So a general is 1277, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I forgot.
It's all right.
Okay. Okay. Don't tell me too much, Harley. Okay. So Harley, I'm getting with you is that there's a lot of confusion, a lot of worry. I also get anxiousness with you. I don't know if it's because you're getting a reading right now, the reason why you're anxious, or you're anxious about your situation. So I definitely am feeling like that too. There's some negative forces around you. I definitely feel, definitely seeing some cords on the left side of you. I definitely see like you are going to be moving soon. So, but this, there's a low vibration that's kind of around you and it's pulling you back. So definitely I'm seeing that with you. I see so much tears and crying and worrying and anxiousness or anxiety. So is there some kind of something going on? I see some legal papers or some kind of paperwork or something. Right now it's the time to weigh things out, okay? Picking your battles too right now. But I definitely see like you need to weigh the situation out, or perhaps before you take action. Okay. So financially wise, I see like you are going through a bit of a struggle because the stream and the pebble right here is very thin to me. So, and it's almost like there's something going on with the relationship. So yeah, definitely I'm seeing the relationship thing too, financial restraint. Let's see if it's going to clear out. All right. So yeah, so you're in big decisions right now. And I feel like where you are right now is not really your place. If that makes sense. I just don't feel like where you belong is your place. You're not able to root down or feel, I just feel like you need a new start, and I feel like you need to move somewhere. So Spirit's definitely saying that. So that will start opening up. Another thing too, is I feel like you're going to start working from home, doing something. So it's going to be something completely different than what you're used to. But I really feel like you're going to be very successful and working from home, doing something. I see like headset or customer service or something like that. Okay. Another thing, the relationship thing needs to work out. I see him looking to the left, a lot of past issues, a lot of stagnant energies there. There needs to be some choices. I don't really feel like he is choosing anything right now. I feel like there's a lot of anger around the whole situation. So, but I know that he's going through a hard time. I really feel he's trying to decide or what to do, or, you know, I feel worry with him too. Our relationship there. So, and I really feel like this is, you know, it's a twin flame, and twin flames usually bring out the mirror images of things that we need healing for. So you guys are going through a bit of flames right now, fire. And now if you make it through this, then you could turn into a soulmate. But I definitely feel like right now it's kind of up in the air. Up in the air, and I feel like just both of you guys are going through so much right now, and with everything happening in the world right now, you guys are acting with that energy. Both of you also too, just so that you know, are very empath people, so you're soaking up a lot of that energy too. Definitely feel like one of you is a indigo and another person is a crystal. So if you look those two things up and see the traits for both of those, then you'll know what I'm talking about. Another thing too, so I got this card for you, the Magician. Magic is alive in your life, so what you need to be successful will manifest if you believe you can do it. So Magician, that means that everything's going to manifest for you in your best interests. So that means this job, this position is going, you're going to manifest it. You're going to be very successful. So you just need to believe in yourself, open those doors and manifest it. You can do it. So it's coming. And I'm also getting a number 4 with you. So 4 to me is either 4 days, 4 weeks, 4 months, or the 4th month. That would be April. That makes sense. All right, so I got the Magician. You have everything it takes to be successful, to bring finances, and also to make this transition as in moving. All right. All right, so I hope that helped you. And if you would like to have more in-depth personal, I would like to do that. So I could finish the reading. Sometimes I like to do that. Okay, so love and light to you, and hope that helped you and blessed you.
Thank you. That was
I think she was trying to, she has extreme anxiety.
She said that, yes.
And she wants her relationship to work out badly. Yeah, so I'm doing a one card. I just did a free one card. What about my son? I didn't go into that direction. I didn't have, you know, that come through. But if you would like to have a private session with me, then we can go in that direction. Okay. And then also, please don't tell me too much because I like spirit to read for you.
Yeah. We like a blank slate, don't
we? Yeah. So it's different when they ask me any messages from my dad, right?
Yeah.
Then when they come into the room. Is your dad tall and slender, very skinny? And did he have kind of like a celiac or some kind of stomach thing? I feel like he's very frail to me. If that's not your dad, then that's somebody else in the room. So, where is she? Is it Dawn, right? Okay. All right. So, that's definitely for somebody else because that person popped in my mind's eye. So, that person showed itself. So, yeah. Because right now, I'm not really getting anything for you, Dawn, for that. They only come through when I start doing readings, like a reading for somebody sometimes, and then they show themselves. So it happens when it happens, right?
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's for me. It just happens when it happens, especially when I do like a reading, and then they're opened, you know, and I open up, and then sometimes they come through and sometimes they don't. Another thing too is like if somebody just lost, you know, just lost somebody, like let's say yesterday or the day before, they're not like ready to show themselves completely because they're in transitioning, right? Yeah. And so it's too soon to actually get a reading sometimes for people that just passed. Yeah. So
you do amazing sessions privately also, and like healing, and you do that for me. It helped greatly.
What is that?
The body scan. I love the body scan you can do on people.
Oh yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's like I could be in your, like, it's called biolocation, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So when I do a biolocation, I could be in the same, like in the same room sometimes. Sometimes I freak people out and say, oh, are you writing something down or something? They're like, yeah, how do you know that? You know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But so yeah, the biolocation and it's like I could see you as like an x-ray. So I could definitely see your organs, colors of your organs, your cells. And it's like looking through kind of like a glass kind of thing, you know. Yeah. So it's pretty interesting. So like Donna, sometimes spirit was just telling me, like, if they've been gone for 30 years, sometimes they transition and they're not here. So it's not to say that he's not going to be back, but he's on the other side right at the moment. That's why I'm not getting him coming through at the moment. So yeah, he could be somewhere else right now. So it's pretty interesting. Okay. That's why when some people are here and they're ready and they're willing, or they're here, they'll come through. So, or I just can't see him right now. Somebody else may. We all work with different kind of portals or energies or whatever happens. So, all right. You're very welcome. Yeah, I wanted to show you my crystals. Kat, are you here?
I'd love to see your crystals.
Okay, so this is a cluster. This is a very powerful. It's a fuchsia. It looks purple, but it's fuchsia.
That color is gorgeous.
Yeah, I love these crystals. I just got a whole bunch of them, and I'm waiting for. I'll be getting a box tomorrow because I ordered a big selenite log.
Nice.
Yeah, and then here's my angelic aura point.
I love that.
And this is like the Lemurian crystals.
It's beautiful.
And then this is another Lemurian, and it has a window on it. Can you see that?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I just definitely, I had to have them because they were cool. And then here's a blue cluster. This is an aura, aqua aura cluster.
I love that color.
Yeah, it's so magical. And then these are Lemurian aqua blue too. This one looks like it's pure.
Mm.
And then a pointer. I got all kinds of crystals. This one's a yellow.
Yeah, that's pretty.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And then I got my log here.
I love that. Very nice.
And then this is my healing crystal. It's got pointers where you draw energy out of, you know, people, you know, kind of when I'm in person with them, but can't really do that right now. And then this one is a shamanic, very, very powerful protector.
Yeah. What one's that called?
I can't remember the stone, but maybe it's shungite or something like that.
Yeah.
So we're 15 minutes away. So if you guys would like to have a full reading, right? So go ahead and. Yeah, so go ahead and seek reading.
Sorry.
What's that? Oh, I just seen something up here that I need to look at.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Cause mediumship takes a lot of energy too. So yeah, if you would like to have a mediumship, that's private too. That's, we could do that too. If you would like to have energy healing, I do that too. That's, actually a little bit more than a reading. It's a different cost, I believe, but because it takes more energy and I'm doing like a 30-minute scan on you. So, and then I get what I get from spirit for you for that. So if you would like to have a healing, remote healing session or intuitive reading or mediumship, those are in more in depth, if that makes sense. Okay, but I'll do one card for free and three cards for
$12.77. Yeah, and if anyone would like to get a free reading in the studio, we're doing that also.
Yeah.
So just let us know in the comments if you'd like to get in the studio for a free, more in-depth reading.
And the time went fast.
I know.
Jeez. I mean, wow. Usually it's like super slow. You know what I mean? It's, but it went super fast.
That's a good show. Thank you everyone for watching. So, how many tarot decks do you actually own?
Me? Oh yeah. My God. I probably got maybe 40, 45.
Wow.
I got a lot of the, I got galactic ones that I use.
Yeah.
I got love romance cards. All kinds of these are tarot. I don't usually use a lot of tarots, but these ones I got. A friend of mine that makes them, it gives you like the reverse or the upright meanings on them. So they're nice, but yeah, I have a lot of cards are all over here, and then I got my drawer
full. Yeah.
I definitely love these ones. They don't make these anymore. I got these years ago. It's called Love and Light Angel Cards.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes like the silk.
Oh, nice.
And then it comes with the colored, meaning of these. These are like Metatron and angels, and they have the symbols on them also.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So, like this one right here, it has the angelic symbol on it, and it's Kabbalism also.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have words or anything on it. It just you get what you get from it from spirit. You know, this is the tree of life here. It's called Shekinah. This one's the Shekinah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's interesting deck. They don't make them anymore. Diana Cooper, I believe it is. She's got other decks out now. She's very starseedy, very galactic. She's like 80 years old and she looks amazing. She's a teacher. She goes live a lot.
Yeah.
The light is super, super bright around her. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure her name's on here. Oh, and she's in London.
Okay.
Yeah, but she's beautiful. She's, I think it's, yep. Anyways, I got those like maybe years ago.
Okay.
Like maybe 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, everybody that came on to participate and to be read and to follow, this beautiful place, this, through the Veil TV. I really appreciate you all letting me read you. And if you would like to, again, have private sessions with me, please let me know. If you would like to have a free card right now, speak up because we got a few minutes left.
Yeah.
Another thing, too, if you would like, I do frequency, vibration, retuning, mm-hmm. and reformatting, and removing cords or past stuff too. So just let me know which one that you want. it's hard to say. I have a variety of things. Oh.
Yeah, I know. You're amazing. We have a few viewers, so it doesn't look like anyone wants a card.
No, I think that we did those.
I think our viewers are a bit shy, some of them.
Some of them. So I do have these angel cards that I could give a card for everybody in the room, a message from the angels.
Oh, there you go. Teresa would love a card.
Oh, Teresa. Oh, my gosh. I see a card like that. Hmm. Okay, Teresa, what do we got for you? Okay, Teresa. Okay, so this card is telling me this is the King of Knights. This is masculine energy. This is fire sign. So this talks about perhaps maybe your root chakra area, your grounding. It talks about, very passionate, confident. But then there's a little bit of restlessness going on, perhaps some choices that you're going through. But also it's talking that you need to take immediate action, like in a circumstance, something that you need to take care of. So it's time to take action towards that. So trust your instincts within the situation, staying focused, staying strong, and a passion. And then also it's talking about a passionate relationship. Now, a passionate relationship to me doesn't always mean relationship, but it's talking about your passion, relationship, desires, as in what you liked, your dreams, or, you know, something that you've been wanting to do, or you put on the shelf, or so there's something that you have passion that you want to do also, of creativity. So there's a decision that you need to make, and its timing is right now. That's what Spirit is saying. But also to get grounded too, because you seem a bit anxious or restless or something going on. So just take deep breaths and ground right now and let Spirit guide you through this circumstance, okay? This is also orange too. So it's talking about other relationships too, as in, you know, your family or forgiveness, or you're missing your family. So this is a fire sign, but staying focused and also rekindling relationships. Okay. But now it's definitely time. You can see the horse charging. It's time. And it's also a desert. So a desert to me, and it has one, it has like a wand, one of wands. So this is the King of Knights, a new chapter. So new chapter starting in your life also. But the sand too is, you know, it's hard to walk on sand. You know how it is. So it seems like it's been taking forever, but you're going to be, it's going quick now. So that's the card I got for you. And I hope that resonated with you. Please do go forward. It's time. It's time to open up. It's time to bring out the creativity, the creations, and bring people into your life or forgiveness. Okay. All right. You're very welcome, Teresa. And now I'm just going to give everybody who is here a message from, I got the archangels, archangels for you. Let's see, for every, she says, absolutely resonates. Awesome. Thank you so much, Teresa. Okay. So this is for everybody. All right, it's called moment. moment. So this is Archangel Metatron message to you, everybody in this room. It's talking about the light of you knows all that's good for you is on its way to you now. So whatever you've been waiting for, whatever you've been asking for, it's coming. Divine light connections are being made for you behind the scenes. So trusting in the universe, trusting and having faith, walking in faith, knowing it's going to happen. So whatever you've been wanting, whatever you've been hoping for, it's going to start happening. And it's a good thing. Archangel Metatron's message is saying, connect to your archangel, asking your holy archangel Metatron, which Metatron to me is Enoch. So I work with Enoch a lot. So because Enoch turned into Metatron. So, all right. So asking Archangel Metatron for anything you need help with, right? You know, call upon the holy archangels and ask Metatron for help through any circumstance. And it also says celebrate the blessings and higher light activations that are on their way to you. And this is number 33. That's a very good number. All right. So this is for everybody in the room. Your answer, your questions, all this is going to manifest. And it's a very amazing word from Archangel Metatron. Okay. So love and light to you. I hope that resonated with everybody. And just know and receive it now. Receive. Ah, moment.
Thank you for the show, Tony. It was really good.
Yeah, thank you so much, everybody. Again, many blessings to you. And just know that you are loved.
Yeah, and thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Tony will be back another time soon. And if you want a private reading with Tony, please contact the page. We will organize that for you.
Yeah, so
thank you, everyone.
Thank you for watching today. You can find information on our psychics on our Facebook page. Please leave them a review on their pages. Hope to see you again soon.